Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Well, let's talk with Mark in Watertown. Hi, Mark.
Hi, good afternoon. I have two quick comments. One of them referring to the show earlier. I think if you raise a child and he or she is a child. And the other one's about the Great Depression. People don't know what that was about. But everybody had nothing. Everybody was equal. And if all these people are disgruntled about America and what's going on with America, then we're going to experience a Great Depression. And then they're going to know what having nothing's like. Even the poorest.
Then they're going to know what equality is like. Equality is like having nothing.
Well, even the richest person, the poorest person in America, is like a king. There's a part of.
Mark, you keep beeping your phone. I don't know what we can do about it. Thank you for the call. Dave in Brantford.
Am I up?
No, you're not up. You're down.
I'm sorry.
You're sideways.
Todd, the phone didn't sound like it normally did. Can I talk about inflation briefly again? The president's flax were on the TV this weekend. That would be Buttigieg and Janet Yellen and
yeah, it's gross, isn't it?
Peace. And they were talking about
yes, the chief of staff
administration's plan to cure inflation. Mm-hmm. And it was all negative. It was pushing his part two of the stimulus program. He was talking about affordable housing, health care, and union child benefits. Nothing about stopping what's called quantitative easing at the Federal Reserve. $200 billion a month, the Federal Reserve. It's like creating money. Nothing about raising interest rates. And the last thing I might want to mention, Todd, on your news today,
they
were talking about consumer spending went up 1.5%. which was a little bit inexplicable in tough times. That is a leading indicator of inflationary collapse when people want to get out of the perishable money that they're holding in their pocket and buy actual things like refrigerators and food processors and gas and...
All right.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hallelujah, it's WTIC and we've gotten to the rant hour. Rant line time, baby. We got some good things, including a new piece of music for you to hear. You ready? Here we go with the rants. Don't forget the rant line number. 751-4698 in the great area code of 860. You can call it anytime 24/7 and say whatever you want. And then we do with it whatever we choose. It's very symmetrical and it works out beautifully for everybody involved, so there's nothing to worry about.
Urgent message.
Hey, I've been following this Rittenhouse trial, and one thing amazes me. You can take a rifle and shoot it into a crowd of liberals, and you'll instantly hit a pedophile, a woman suffocator, and a career criminal.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about it. The trial is exciting, though. Everybody's tense over it. We haven't had a big national event like this in a while. Which way are you rooting, by the way? Which way do you think the verdict is going to go? 860-522-9842. Give us a call and let us know.
Good morning, Todd. It's the American Patriot.
It is the American Patriot. The guy who knows how to act like the most unthoughtful of all political rooters. It's all about which team you root for, not good policy.
Good morning, Todd. It's the American Patriot. And today's rant is about Donald Trump being angry at his fellow Republicans for joining Joe Biden in the great infrastructure bill.
Well, anybody with even a shred of patriotism in their body would be appalled at the idea of the federal government spending more than $1 trillion to do things that states should easily be able to afford for themselves, like build a bridge or even further, take care of cable. The cable provider of choice is now the United States government.
Now, can you imagine a former president who would rather see the citizens of the United States drive over bridges that collapse than go?
If bridges collapse, it is because of negligence on the part of the states. Although, I haven't heard of that many bridge collapses, have you? Even though we've got tens of thousands of them. It doesn't seem to be an epidemic. It's one of those false fears. Nevertheless, the problem here is the states sit around doing nothing, depending on the idea that the federal government will bail them out in order to rig elections, like what the Democrats are doing right now.
Hello, Todd. How dare you make fun of my scratchy voice? This is Susan Bysiewicz. I'm still upset that I'm not attorney general because a little thing like being a practicing attorney should come into it. I'm a professional politician, and maybe I'll be governor again someday.
That wasn't even a scratchy enough voice. Where is Susan B? Let me get her cut, because that, you know, that just was not ugly enough to be her, I don't think. Let's see. And I'm not criticizing what she's got innately going on with her voice. I'm criticizing her delivery and the way she speaks. It's not something designed for humans to listen to. You've got to make your voice sound good for people. You have to try to make it good for people to listen to you, especially if you're in the speaking business. This is what he's responding to.
Are tolls off the table?
And look, there has not been support for tolls. So we're going to focus on tax relief.
So can you rule it out, tolls?
You know, we are going to continue to focus on prioritizing infrastructure. And the federal government is giving us $7 billion.
$7 billion? That's what I was making fun of. Why does she talk like that? Stop it. Have a little empathy for the people forced to listen to you. Please. Why do people play sound cuts like that knowing it's so agonizing? Oh, yeah, that's true. It was me who played that. All right, let's get some more rants going so we can calm things down a little bit here.
Hello, Todd.
No, we heard that already. Let's move on to the next one. Enough scratchy voices.
Everything we can to keep you safe. Doing everything we can to keep you safe.
What the hell is going on?
Optimism is contagious. Make a difference.
Tested negative on Friday, tested negative today. It's one place where being negative is better than being positive.
Doing everything we can to keep you safe.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah, thank you for sending that in, whoever sent it. I forget. Oh, Al. Yes, Al, thank you. Appreciate it. Here's your weather forecast. Overnight down to 27 tiny cold degrees. Tomorrow, 51. There'll be a little bit of sunshine. There'll be some clouds. Thursday, it'll be a milder day. There'll be some sun, but then clouds come in, and we could get rain at night. High temperature, 64. Then it goes down to just above freezing. Friday, cold day, high temperature, 48. What's the temperature right now, you might ask? 45 at WTIC. Wow, I love that. I love that when people get creative, they get inspired, and we get to benefit.
The great Dr. Martin Luther King said, riots are the voice of the unheard. Well, then, what does that say about January 6th?
Anthony, you understand this one at all? This one's over my head. Which I don't understand why people make things too complicated for me to understand.
Yeah, I was a little confused, too.
If anybody understands this, call in and tell us.
The great Dr. Martin Luther King said, riots are the voice of the unheard.
What's the voice of the unheard?
He said riots, I think, are the voice of the unheard.
Riots?
Yeah.
The great Dr. Martin Luther King said, riots are the voice of the unheard. Well, then, what does that say about January 6th?
Oh, I get it. Yeah, so there is a point to that, that people don't riot if the system responds the way it is supposed to. So democratic systems are supposed to nullify the need for violence because there are peaceful ways to affect the direction that power takes with that power that belongs to the people. And if people vote and people cry out and people demand and people march, then the system should respond and violence becomes unnecessary. Good point.
Didn't Martin Luther King...
Yes, you were going to say something.
Didn't Martin Luther King, though... He wasn't a big riot guy.
He wasn't, but he still may have said that. I don't know.
Yeah,
it may
be
a misquote,
either.
Too. Well, look it up. Martin Luther King, riots are... Let's get the quote for you. Let's get the quote. He said...
King said, riots are the voice of the unheard.
The voice of the unheard. Riots, voice of unheard. King, there's your search, your keywords.
They put Kamala up to the test. Next to Biden, she's our second best. After Joe's blunders, she tried to work wonders. It appears that the French weren't impressed.
poor Kamala. Kamala. Have you noticed the vice president is on everybody's not doing a good job list, including Joe Biden's? Reports are that that he's dissing her, and she's objecting, and she's complaining that all the assignments are not in her sweet spot. But I thought that was the whole idea of being a leader. You tackle the things. Well, you tackle everything because everything's in your sweet spot.
Hey, good news in Texas today. Beto O'Rourke is going to be the candidate of the Democrats for governor.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too excited. You never know what could happen down there in a governor's race.
Hi, Todd. I'm glad you read Kendi. You need to read White Fragility, too. People need to read what they're putting out there. And it is absolute garbage. And it is indoctrination. So I just heard you say that, and I'm glad you read it. Because otherwise, you don't know how to challenge it. And there's a great book called Live Not by Lies, How to Be a Christian Dissident. And I think the difference between the young people and ourselves, we have historical context and memory. And Kennedy does not. If you read his biography or you read the book, he grew up in an affluent home, was in high school during the 90s, got into the whole rap culture. And his books are like memoirs versus real historical research. They are complete and utter garbage, and everyone should read them and hold them accountable. So thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Good to hear from you. So, Anthony, what did you find out in your Google exploration?
Is the language of the unheard. And what is it that America...
I cut off how he said riot. But yes, he said it. Yes, that was him.
Wait, keep it. Let's hear it.
The beginning. See what else he says. The beginning is honestly the best part. Hold on, I'll pull up the beginning.
Oh, the part you skipped was the best part. I get it.
Well, I was pulling up the clip that was referenced.
I get it.
Hi, Todd. It's the American Patriot. And today's rant is about Steve Bannon. Yeah, you guessed it. The 19th.
Perfect, Anthony. Could not have timed that nuclear destruction any better. Okay, want to give another try? You got the beginning queued up?
Yes.
I will never change in my basic idea that nonviolence is the most potent weapon available to the Negro in his struggle for freedom and justice. I think for the Negro to turn to violence would be both impractical and immoral.
There is an increasingly vocal minority who disagreed totally with your tactics, Dr. King.
There's no doubt about that. I will agree that there is a group in the Negro community advocating violence now. I happen to feel that this group represents a numerical minority. Surveys have revealed this. The vast majority of Negroes still feel that the best way to deal with the dilemma that we face in this
peaceful
country
protests.
Is
I agree.
Through nonviolent resistance.
Thank you,
and,
Dr.
I don't think this...
I wonder if he's going to get canceled because he called black people Negroes. Wasn't there somebody in trouble earlier this week or last week for using that word?
Wasn't that Joe Biden?
Was it Joe? Was it the president?
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Talking
I think
about
it was
Satchel
Biden.
Paige and the Negro.
Yes,
leagues
that's right. It was the Satchel Paige clip. Yeah.
See, this is why you keep me around.
Why don't they go after MLK for talking like that? See, this is the trouble with blaming people for the times they live in.
It's
in
crazy.
The times you live in.
It's crazy that MLK, like they're doing exactly what he said we shouldn't do. Is they're trying to create reverse racism, pretty much.
Yes, he advocated for an end to racism.
Yes.
And they want an expansion.
They want that privilege. They want their own privilege that they claim to hate.
They do, that's right. And they disrespect him while they claim his legacy as their own.
Joe from Avon. I'll leave the message. I'm calling about the definition of the government. We the people, by the people, and for the people. That's what government represents. And you, irrespective of the side you take, you should be respectful of the government. I'm rambling here. I'll call back another time.
You see, that's how I feel, too. But you shouldn't do your rants at 3 in the morning when you just get home from the bar, you know? It's better to do it when you wake up.
Hey, Todd. Dennis here. I just want to give you an...
Oh, wait. This is the beginning. I pulled some cuts. I'm trying to play every day some rants from last year, same date.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Guess what time of year it is? It's the time for Jolly Ned to back off on all the bad things, the stupid things that he wanted to do to hurt people in the state. During re-election time, which starts now, goes till next November, all the bad things you hate are off the table.
No, we don't need tolls. We've had that debate, and that debate is done.
Oh, isn't that funny? Suddenly, we don't need tolls. That's what he said when he ran the first time, and now he's back to saying it again. What a scoundrel. And then his gas tax, he's backing off on the gas tax.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Governor Lamont said Tuesday he's no longer pursuing a controversial climate initiative that legislators argued would lead to higher gas prices. Election year, the governor doesn't chase higher gas taxes. Election year, the governor says,
no, we don't need tolls.
Yeah, funny how that happens only during the 12 months prior to an election. Go figure. Why don't you? Go figure. These lying slime who say whatever suits them whenever it suits them.
Hey, Todd, Dennis here. I just want to give you an example of how Pig Vomit would like you to do your call sign from now on. W-T-I-C. W-T-I-C.
So that's a rant from a year ago today, which the purpose of doing these flashbacks is to give us a little retrospective on what was on people's minds. So that's what was on Dennis's mind.
Hey, John, great show. I always listen to you guys every day. Just wanted to put a personal opinion out there that thank God Donald Trump got elected a few years back, because I, for one, would not know the corruption that is within our government, especially the Democrats. So, you know, I thank God every day that he was put in the position that he was in. The other opinion I wanted to put out there was, or a thought, I should say, is that what's to stop, God forbid, if Biden gets in, having him impeached based on the allegations of his corruption with his son, Hunter. So anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, as you can see now, a year later, zero, because those stories don't get any play. Power is, and the power of the presidency is amazing. It's amazing what they can control.
Todd, this is in regards to Prisoner Mike's Reason interview from the other day. I'd like to say, logically and emotionally speaking, it was awesome. I loved it. Bye.
Prisoner Mike will be happy that somebody loves him.
Just
download our new digital contact tracing app. Don't worry, it's all voluntary and anonymous. There's nothing to worry about here. And just cancel your Thanksgiving and have it be virtual. Don't worry about it. Listen, we're having a protest outside of Governor Lamont's mansion again on Monday night, starting at 4 p.m. His address is 990 Prospect Avenue in Hartford. You can park at Elizabeth Park.
Just to be clear, this is an old rant from a year ago.
And head on over, bring a protest sign if you want, or just come on yourself. Please show up. If you want to get more details on what we're doing with the rallies and protests and actions against these lockdowns and executive orders, please go to ctliberty.org and sign up for email updates. Thanks so much.
That's Jonathan from CT Liberty Rally doing a great job organizing and activating.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
How sweet it is on Tuesdays we get to talk to Tom Scott. Thomas H. Scott III. I think that's it, right, Tom?
NMI. You know what that stands for?
No.
No middle initial.
No middle initial. Wow. Yes, what do they do with you when you try to go through security at the airport?
Well, like my kindergarten teacher who for the first day of class, when calling the roster, called out Scott Thomas. I've got two first and two last names. And on the fourth day when I corrected her, she yelled at me for not correcting her sooner. So it's played hard on me for many, many years. So I'm just as happy to have the NMI. Most government forms, military forms, mm-hmm. you know, they say middle initial. And if you don't have one, you just put in NMI.
Well, that's good to know in case I ever lose my middle name.
Makes it less confusing that people, and it also gives my opponents and even kidding friends less opportunity to come up with nicknames that I might not like.
So, Tom, the governor suddenly, it's an election year, he declared his run for re-election last week, and now suddenly he doesn't want a gas tax anymore, and he doesn't want tolls anymore. They're off the table for good, he says. He hasn't said that in I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
Well, it's part of the triangulation that was popularized by Bill Clinton, if you remember, when he said the era of big
Dick
government
Morris,
over
yeah.
and welfare as we know it is going to be eliminated and so forth. That's what this guy is doing. He can placate the left because he'll sign anything that actually gets to his desk for the most part, including a lot of left-wing kook stuff that he signed into law over the last couple of years. But he understands that have a clear path to victory, he needs to get big tax items like tolls and like the gas tax off the table. And if the left, you know, wants to whine a little bit in dark corners around the state capitol, he'll put up with it until after the election. But I wouldn't trust him.
Well, there you go. Who would trust him after he said when he ran the first time there would be no tolls, and then he got elected and spent his first year in office trying to get them passed?
Yeah, and again, you know, if he signed a pledge under penalty of false statement and got it notarized, you know, maybe we'd have a cause of action when he reneged on that promise. But I mean, short of that, I wouldn't trust this guy as far as I could throw him, because even if he, on a certain level, instinctively is embarrassed by the fact that Connecticut is the highest tax state in the country. We're one, two, or three, depending on how you measure these taxes. We don't have a county mm-hmm. tax. Some states do. But he's embarrassed by that unwanted distinction. But also he knows it does hurt job growth in this state. So instinctively, I'm not sure the guy, you know, that his first plan of action would be to massively raise taxes. But that's what his party wants. And because he's so weak-kneed, they could drag him to that position after the election.
But there's also the problem of the debt, and how are you able? So if you look at any incoming governor, and they get elected, and then they sit down and plan what they're going to be pursuing, or maybe they do it before they get elected, and then they've got to face the reality that there is no cash available to do the things that help you get reelected. So how do you build things and make people happy and pay off key constituencies to support you if you have no cash available, and thus doesn't it make sense to start your term off by chasing tolls?
Well, to coin a phrase, you use the word planning, and planning in government is an oxymoron. And there's not as much planning. I mean, there's a lot of conspiring and there's a lot of scheming going on. But in terms of planning, like a business plan where you think 3, 4, or 5 years out, that happens very rarely in government. Sometimes you see it on transportation projects, but even there, it's limited. It's not motivated by profit. It's not motivated by efficiency. But remember the other thing that's propping this guy up. It's this enormous amount of COVID money that's swirling all over the state of Connecticut. Just last night in the city of New Haven, something called the Affordable Housing Commission actually made a formal proposal to the Board of Aldermen down there that they use COVID money to subsidize housing, which has nothing to do with COVID. I mean, at least they're not stealing it outright the way they are in the city of West Haven. But there is COVID money all over the place, unspent, unallocated, unearmarked, and they're now just trying to figure out what to do with it. So that's a cushion for the governor. He's got all this COVID money that he'll figure out how to use, at least some of it, for normal operating expenses, which lessens the burden on the general fund.
Well, if somebody runs against him, though, the challenge, I guess, would be to turn all that money into a burden. How do you do that?
Well, you have to do it simply and you have to do it tangibly. And you also have to fight like the Democrats fight, which is take a nugget of information, like this statement that the lieutenant governor made the other day, where she clearly conveyed the thinking of the administration that tolls were a consideration. You just need to take that, not explain it, not equivocate, and run a simple ad and run it over and over and over again and just treat these guys like the liars that they are and call them on it.
It's hard to do because it's hard to convey the depth of depravity that they're willing to go to deceive voters. How do you get voters to understand that these are people who will say and do anything to win re-election?
Well, I think you do it by being honest, but with a flair for good advertising. And just make very clear what the state will look like with another 4 years of Lamont in charge and with the Democrats in charge of supermajorities in the House and Senate. And pick 3 or 4 issues, maybe they'll be poll or focus group tested, that you can use to drive it home over and over and over again. You know, there's an old saying in political campaign advertising, when you, the candidate, are just getting absolutely sick and tired of your message, it's just sinking it out there. So you've got to have the discipline to drive it home and not pull the plug before it's had an opportunity to sink in. You know, people want to go off on some other issue when the most important issue hasn't sunk in yet.
Yeah, that's a very interesting situation. And the average person, I don't think, understands how hard it is to penetrate people's skulls with a new narrative.
You know, it's extremely hard, and the average voter, even the voters who care deeply about the future of this state and the future of this country, they don't have time to eat, sleep, and drink this stuff the way that a wise and informed radio talk show host does. And that's why when people tune in to hear you, they want to hear perspectives that they're just not going to get during their normal work day. So most people don't have the time or frankly, the patience for this stuff. So we have to get those nuggets, the 3 or 4 or 5, and just drive them home.
All right. So we're talking to Tom Scott for that purpose. And let's switch to the federal government and what's going on with Joe Biden and the passage of the first infrastructure bill. Where does that leave us? What are your thoughts on how things move from here?
Well, we see the Connecticut delegation at the Rose Garden ceremony mugging for the cameras. And, you know, this, you know, words matter. And when they call this an infrastructure bill, they can say it with a small degree of honesty because there is money in that bill for roads and bridges and airports and deep water ports and harbors and all these things that we commonly think of as infrastructure, and I might add, as proper roles of government to do all of these things. But so much of this money that was put into this Porter bill has nothing to do with what we've all come to understand that is infrastructure. And it's the regulatory stuff in there that bothers me, whether it's the Environmental Protection Agency or this agency or that agency, where the faceless, unelected, powerful bureaucrats have been further empowered by having all this money to go out and hire more staff to regulate us even more and to police us even more. That's the more troubling part of this bill, but also the other bill, which has yet to pass. There are trillions more in that other bill, which will serve to regulate our lives and to reimagine, if I dare say, America. And that's what these people are after. So I think this bill that passed stinks, and I think the other one is even worse, but hopefully Senator Manchin from West Virginia will do the right thing and prevent these kooks in Washington from passing it.
Oh, what a glorious thing that would be. And my sense is that Manchin really has to. His state is so conservative. He has to block this, and he will benefit from it. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think so. I, of course, I trust so few people in Washington, and this guy has had moments when I thought he would be 100% reliable, and then he wasn't. But he really is dug in on this, and Trump won West Virginia by something like 30 points. I think it was the second best state for Trump in 2020. It was his best state in 2016. If Manchin has any hope of winning re-election, he not only will have to stay the course on this important bill, but he should also switch and become a Republican and just be done with it.
Yeah, I don't get why he doesn't do that, but perhaps that's coming at some clever time that I don't understand.
Give the man anything he wants. He can be chairman of any committee. Hell, I'd make him president pro tem of the Senate, which would put him in line of succession to the presidency. And you think, well, wow. That guy? Yeah, that guy versus the people who are in the line of succession now, like Kamala Harris and the Speaker of the House and the president pro tem of the Senate. If he became a Republican today, every single left-wing kook committee chairman would be gone. They'd all vacate the committee chairman, and Republicans would take over the Senate and those important chairmanships literally that day.
All right, Tom Scott, give us a closing thought.
Well, my closing thought is I hope the jury in Wisconsin does the right thing, and I hope that they renounce this prosecutorial misconduct that went on in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, and I hope that they exonerate him on all the remaining five charges, and that the media gets a black eye over this in terms of all the lies that have assailed Kyle Rittenhouse over this unfortunate incident.
We will watch for that to be the outcome. I think there's a good chance. Tom Scott, always great to talk with you. Thank you for being here.
Anytime. Take care.
That is Tom Scott, political pundit. Yes, 10 years he spent in the state Senate when he was a young guy. And a regular here on the show, yes, and also somebody who helps Republicans get elected to office. 8605, no, we don't have time for that, do we? It's habit.
Just download our new digital contact tracing app. Don't worry, it's all voluntary.
We heard that. What's next?
This is 990 Prospect Avenue.
We heard that. Did we hear this?
American Patriot, Steve Bannon today.
Oh, I don't know if I want to get into that. Where was that music thing? I want the music back.
Joe from...
That was fun, but I think I've lost it. I fear I've lost it.
Kendi.
Not there. Oh, this is a terrible way to end the show. All right, we've just got to forget about it. I like that song. What's that song? The chicken song? Is that what that's called? Nobody?
It's all right, the let's polka, go to the BPS. I think, right? That's the polka.
Yeah, I thought it was called the Chicken Song for some reason. Mark Christopher would know if he was paying any attention
or
to us
in the
Chicken
Dance.
Lawyers Traffic Center. The Chicken Dance. There he is. I knew he'd come through.
Is that the one?
Yes.
That is it. Yeah, this is called the Chicken Dance.
Chicken Dance.
Big favorite at weddings.
Anthony, sit down. Get off the table. All right, go ahead, Mark.
He's clucking his wings.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.